All right, so encouraging to see all of you here tonight. I was hearing that other places were canceling, but not us, right? It's Christmas. We got to be in church, right? Okay. Right on. This is fantastic. Well, our theme this Advent season has been follow the star, find your way home. Now, I know a good share of you haven't been with us on Sunday mornings for these sermons. For the first two sermons, we focused on the Magi and their role in the Christmas story, and this special star they saw in the sky that indicated to them that a very unique Jewish king had been born. And they packed up their belongings, they loaded their camels, and they took off on what we have estimated to perhaps be a 27-day one-way trip to Bethlehem, and of course 27 days back. The intent of the Magi was to find this baby who had been born and to worship him. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? I doubt that Persian priests or whoever these guys were in the habit of traveling to Jerusalem to worship Jewish kings. And then last Sunday, just 2 days ago, we turned our attention away from the Magi appropriately onto the one who was laying underneath that star, the one the Magi were focused on, the one who we celebrate tonight and tomorrow. And so I've been saying that under that star lay the one who can help us find our way home, and in many ways, the one who is our home. Do you ever feel like you want to be involved in a really important cause? Something bigger than yourself? Something that'll make a difference in the world? I think many of us feel this way. Well, Jesus is your home. We asked this last Sunday, could you imagine a bigger cause than being involved in the Creator's plan to save the human race, to bring grace and love? Do you ever feel within you the urge to pray, but you're not sure that there is someone to pray to? Jesus is your home. Jesus is a historical figure. He's not Santa Claus. And there's solid historical evidence that he did the things the Bible tells us about. There's solid historical evidence that he taught the things the Bible tells us about. There's strong evidence that he indeed was raised from the dead. And you know what? If you are trying to convince people that you're the Son of God, dying, hanging out in a tomb for 3 days, and then coming back to life, that's a pretty good step to take in your effort to convince people. The resurrected Jesus says to us that there is one to pray to in this universe. Jesus is your home. You know in your heart that there is a right and a wrong in this world. But if there is no God, how does that make sense? If there is no God, can't people just make up their own right and wrong? I mean, what does it matter anyway? But you know that's not the way it really is. You know that in your heart. There is a right and a wrong that supersedes human impulse and whim. This baby, Jesus, grew into a great teacher who confirmed for us that there is a right and a wrong in the universe. Don't get caught up in modern ideas of moral relativity. You know there's a right and a wrong. Jesus is your home. We said on Sunday that human beings, universally, we know that we are sinners. Every religion in the world has this theme within it. It's in our hearts. There is a right and a wrong, yes, and we know that we often choose the wrong, and we're undeserving. Have you ever been stuck on this in your own life? How to handle the conviction that you're kind of messed up? Well, you can take some comfort in this. We're all messed up. We're all sinners. So guess what the answer is to this fact of the human condition? The answer is a God who recognizes that his creation is messed up, is sinful, is undeserving, and is powerless to do anything about it? The answer is a God who sent his Son to take on the form of a human being, starting out even in the humble circumstances of a manger in a stable. A God who intended for that Son to grow, to teach, to lead, and to die on the cross to take the penalty for all of our sins. He came to bring grace to the world, to bring life to the world, to bring peace to the world, to bring a way for us to be washed clean from the filth that accumulates in our lives, to bring a way for us to be able to start over. We can have a fresh start every day when you've turned your life over to God because of this act of Jesus. He came to bring salvation. Jesus is your home. Have you ever longed for life after death? To wake up on the other side and find yourself in the next phase of existence, free of pain, free of suffering, free of crying, free of death? Jesus is your home. And our final question from this last Sunday was, have you ever deeply desired to be loved by someone? Someone who sees the real you. Someone who knows your heart. Someone who believes in you. Someone who will correct you when you get out of line, but who will never give up on you. Someone who will never stop loving you and who will never leave you. Do you need a love that you can count on? Jesus is your home. That's who's lying under the star. This one that the Magi journeyed to find. Follow the star. Find your way home. I have a question that I want to ask all of you tonight. And when I ask this question, I really want you, if you can, to please just focus on yourself. I'm not asking this question because I want you to sit there and think about how other people in the room will answer it or ought to answer it. This is a question that I am directing to each of you individually for self-reflection. And I also want you to know there's no judgment in this question. Anytime you do a Christmas Eve service, you're going to have people in the room, no matter where you are, that are at all different stages and thoughts about who God is, who Jesus is. So no judgment in this, but again, a question for self-reflection on this Christmas Eve. And the question is this. Are you being logically consistent in your life regarding Jesus Christ? You came here tonight because it's Christmas. Many of us have our family with us. This is a celebration of the birth of Jesus. Are you being logically consistent in your life regarding Jesus Christ? Let me give you just some quick examples of what I'm thinking about when I ask this question. First, do you believe Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe it? If you do, how is that affecting your life? Let's be logically consistent. If Jesus is the Son of the Creator God, it seems to me that the next logical step is to think to yourself, you know, I ought to really dig into this. I mean, you know, if he is the Son of God, there might actually be some things that he has communicated that I ought to be making myself aware of and paying attention to. You know, we're talking about God here. We're talking about whether or not I go to heaven after I die. This is big stuff. So again, and this is for self-reflection, ask yourself, if Jesus really is who the Bible says he is, and he is the Son of God, like I say I believe, do my actions make sense? Am I giving enough attention to this? Shouldn't this be a very important thing for me to spend my time on? Please don't feel judgment. Just where are you at right now? Let me encourage you. Think about these things. Don't live logically inconsistent when it comes to Jesus with stuff as big as this. Maybe you're someone who's really on the fence as to whether or not you believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Well, I think that the question that perhaps you should be asking is this. How important is it for me to decide what I think about Jesus? Let's be logical. Is it as important as figuring out my career path? Is it as important as figuring out my retirement plan? Is it as important as following my favorite sports team or getting my TV time? How important is it? You know, New Year's is often a time of kind of reorganizing our priorities, isn't it? Maybe 2014, maybe this is a good time to be thinking about these kinds of things. Boy, and I would encourage you, if you haven't done it, dig into it. If you haven't decided, dig into it, study, read. Read both sides of, you know, the argument. And if you'd like someone to dialogue with about the evidence for Jesus, I'd be glad to do that with you over email or personally. And most important, if you're doing this, do not miss studying the actual words of Jesus. Whatever else you do, don't miss that. Study the words of Jesus. So I encourage you to do this and to be logically consistent in your life regarding Jesus. And I should say to those of you who are sitting here today who have decided that they don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God, did you do the things that I just suggested? Have you done that? Have you dug into it? Why don't you believe? What are your reasons? Do you have logical reasons? Did you really look into it? Finally, to those of you who are intentional followers of Jesus in the room, those of you who this is a big part of your daily life, I'm going to ask you the same question. Is your walk with God logically consistent? You know already that we're not asked to be cultural Christians. We're asked to be disciples of this baby Jesus. So are you living like a disciple? Would other people in your lives who watch you, would they think that you're living like a disciple of Jesus? Do your beliefs and your actions line up? What parts of your life need to move in the direction of being a disciple of Christ? This path that you have chosen. Now, one thing I do not want to happen out of this. I don't want you to go to your family gatherings now and use this little talk as a weapon to convince other members of the family that you should think like I want you to think. All right? I do think it's an important subject to talk about in families, in love, and at the right time. But with this talk, on this night, let's give each other space to just ponder these things. Self-reflection. Am I being consistent? Is it logical the way I'm living? So that's my encouragement to you on this Christmas Eve. I love Christmas. I like most Americans, I suppose. The family time, the traditions, the cookies, the music, services like this, I love it. But don't leave Jesus laying under that star the rest of the year. I encourage you to be logically consistent in your life regarding Jesus Christ. I encourage you this Christmas to follow the star and find your way home.